On July 28, at around 4:27 p.m. local time, Japan was struck by a powerful magnitude 7.1 earthquake, or 6.8 according to the USGS measurement. This happened in Kumamoto Prefecture, which is in Japan's Kyushu Island. The earthquake was very shallow, only about 10 kilometers below the ground, which made the shaking much stronger on the surface. Within seconds, roads cracked, buildings shook, and panic spread across the region. Across Kumamoto Prefecture, homes were damaged. Around 300,000 people were asked to move to evacuation centers as authorities feared more strong aftershocks. During the first 24 hours, nearly 190 aftershocks shook the region again and again. Imagine trying to sleep, not knowing if another powerful tremor could arrive at any moment. Transportation was also affected. Japan's famous bullet trains were temporarily stopped. Several flights were cancelled as a safety measure, and rescue teams worked round the clock to reach damaged areas. As of the latest reports, the death toll has continued to rise, with at least 34 people losing their lives, while hundreds more have been injured. Rescue workers are still searching through damaged buildings, hoping to find survivors before time runs out. Prime Minister Sanae Takeuchi has promised full government support, sending food, water and emergency supplies to affected communities. Plus, right now the southern region of Japan is witnessing intense summer heat. But here's something interesting. Many people hear Japan earthquake and immediately think of massive undersea earthquakes and tsunamis, like what happened during 2011 Tohoku disaster. But then this earthquake was completely different. Japan sits where several tectonic plates meet. In southern Japan, the Philippine Sea Plate is slowly moving beneath the Eurasian Plate at about 58 millimeters every year. But this earthquake did not happen where those plates collide. Instead, it happened much closer to the surface, inside the Earth's crust itself. Think of the Earth's crust like a giant cracked glass sheet. Over many years, pressure keeps building along those cracks. Eventually, one section suddenly slips sideways. That sudden release of energy is what caused this earthquake. Whenever a section of the plate slips sideways, it is called a strike-slip earthquake, because the rocks moved sideways, instead of one plate diving underneath another. The earthquake happened along the same network of active faults responsible for the deadly 2016 Kumamoto earthquake. The earlier disaster broke part of the Hinagu and Futagawa fault system. So it is believed that the stress left behind from the 2016 earthquake may have played an important role. One theory also says that the southern part of the Hinagu fault finally gave away after years of increasing stress. Other researchers think nearby faults, including the Mifune or Yatsushiro fault zones, may actually be responsible. But then right now, nobody can say with complete certainty. This is normal after a major earthquake because several nearby faults can look similar during the first few days. Now, scientists have to study thousands of aftershocks and satellite images to identify exactly which fault moved. But what you need to know is that the ground itself shifted dramatically. In many locations, ground monitoring stations are installed, which records the land moving nearly 84 centimeters. Another station moved about 17 centimeters. That's the Earth's crust, literally changing position within seconds. Now, events like this remind us that Japan is one of the world's best prepared countries for earthquakes. Strict building codes, regular emergency drills, and fast rescue responses save countless lives every time disaster strikes. Now, yet even with all that preparation, nature can still cause enormous destruction. And that is perhaps the biggest lesson from this earthquake. No matter how advanced our technology becomes, the earth beneath our feet is always moving. The best defense is not predicting exactly when an earthquake will happen, but being prepared long before it does. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.